Practicing away from your instrument, part two. All right, now we're gonna be talking about, I told you, we're gonna be talking about transcription, we're gonna be talking about ghost practice, and then I'm gonna be talking about technical practice or technique practice, okay? Transcription. Some of you cannot read music. I find this more in the drumming world than I do in outside of the drumming world. Guitarists a lot of times can't read music, they read chord tab or tab charts. That's what that is. I'm not a guitarist, but they can read tabs, but they can't necessarily read, you know, sheet music. So transcription is the act of dissecting what's going on and mimicking it or putting it down, if you will. So sheet music is nothing but the shortest way for us to understand what was going on in the music. It was brought about so that we could reproduce a musical event. And so transcription has to do with that. I always love for my students to learn at least a base level of reading and writing music, like eighths, triplets, sixteenths. Why? Because once they leave me, which they will eventually, okay? I'm a great teacher, but you're going to leave one day, and that's totally fine. When they leave me, I know they'll be able to continue to teach themselves. It's important to me. It's like learning to read a book and write just words. We can communicate. We can be continue to learn. All of these things that are important to life. It's the same way in the musical world. So learn to read and write basic level of music. Transcription is listening to a piece of music or a section of music and putting it down on paper. Listening, and you may say, Stephen, I'm horrible at this. That's okay. I don't want you to pull up whoever's the virtuoso in your field and try to transcribe what they're doing. That's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about ear training here. And so what I want you to do is pick a piece of music that you like, not one that is super hard, especially for your first transcription. Make it what I would call down in South, bone in the nose easy. Like, make it very obvious what they're doing and then write it down. Transcribe it, okay? Transcribe, even if it's just one little, I just want to do this two-bar section. Transcribe it. The more you transcribe it, the better you get at it, okay? Now, if you can't transcribe, try to sit there and air play what they're doing, okay? Maybe finger what they're doing on your fretboard or on the keyboard if you get around to your instrument, or just hum what they're doing. You can do that. You can transcribe it in that way, maybe just kind of ingest it. But if you're able to write this stuff, do that. The more you do this, the better you're going to get at it. I remember my first transcription. It was horrible, and it was just a few bars. I was so bad at it. I couldn't hear the rhythms. I couldn't, you know, I could play them fine, but I'm like, man, I can't hear what's going on. And so I did the first one, then I struggled through the second one, then the third, and then it got pretty easy. And now I can sit down and pretty quickly transcribe. Now, you want to know, as much as I've done it over the years, I know people that are better at it. The guy that does my sheet music for my lessons at this point, he is so good at it. Like, he can listen and quicker than I ever would. As a matter of fact, he's so good at it. I did a track that I'm learning for a video. I need to learn it note for note for a video that we're shooting. And as a matter of fact, I'm shooting him the drums only file so he can transcribe what I did. That's how good he is at it. It'll take him like a few minutes. Like, he can listen to this complex passage and be like, oh, it's this. It's like when you practice, it's like it slows down for him. It'll be the same with you. The more you do this, the better you'll get at it. So don't feel like it's some race. It's just a skill that you just need to keep working on. Even if it's just two or three notes, get those two or three notes. Once you get your first transcription under the belt, put it in a file, start a new one. Just start a file and keep transcribing, keep writing out parts, keep discovering. And it's very important that you do that. So transcription is a really important way. So far we've talked about critical listening, we've talked about stylistic listening, we've talked about transcription. All these are things we can do away. Now I want to talk about what I would call ghost practice, and this ties into technique practice. So ghost practice is, I like this practice because it takes an element out of your practice time and keeps you from getting distracted. And that's what this course is all about, right? We don't want to get distracted. So it's going to take an element. This microphone's going to drive me insane. It takes an element out. What is that element? That element is the sound element. Okay, it's going to take that out of the equation. So if I'm away from the drum set, I'm a drummer. If I'm away from the drum set and I don't have any drums to hit, all of a sudden, it's all up to the motions, and I have to hear it in my head. If you're a piano player, this would be like hovering over the notes, or maybe even you want to draw you out a cardboard keyboard to scale. And some of you are like, Stephen, that's ridiculous. It's not. What we're doing is we're practicing the motions. Okay, have you ever seen a basketball player? I remember Kobe Bryant talking about it. They would go in and Kobe would be practicing without the ball. He would be running through the motions of the drill because the ball is an added element of complexity. And he didn't want that in there. All he wanted was to be able to sit down or be able to go through the drill without a ball. Because if you can't do the drill successfully without a ball, you ain't going to be able to do it with a ball. The same way on our instruments. Now, if you were raised in band, you're a horn player, you're accustomed to doing this, okay? I remember countless times seeing horn players finger through or airplay their parts while the instructor was giving more instructions. I could never do that, or I could do that in the air, but they're going through the motion so that the next time they run it, their fingers have the muscle memory. So this is something you can do away from your instrument or with your instrument without making any sound. And what it's going to do is it's going to ingrain that muscle memory into what you're doing. So it's very important to do that. Another thing that you can do, drummers, we do this on practice pads. Another thing you can do is practice away from your instrument, practice the technical side of things. So if you're a piano player and there are certain things you're doing with your fingers, a certain pattern you need to do, practice that over and over and over. If there's a set of chord changes you need to get, maybe practice the positioning. Instead of hearing the sound, practice the positioning. Because it's not about the sound, it's about the position of your fingers anyway when you're on a keyboard. So you're looking at the position, okay, this is the position they go into, okay, then I go here, but that's not really a very good way to do that, so let's figure out a better way to do that. So you figure out a better way to move without any sound to get in the way of what's going on, okay? I practice on a pad. I've been tearing down my technique for the past couple of years and rebuilding some things. It's been on a pad. I can do that at 3 a.m. It bothers no one. And that's something I can do. I can even do that away from my pad and get the basic motions down. So this is similar to the Karate Kid movies. Him coming on in to learn karate. He's like, okay, we'll go wash the car. And he's like, what does this have to do with karate? Right? But he didn't understand until later that he was actually learning the karate moves, however you say it, the karate moves that he needed for later. Okay, he was actually learning the muscle movements and the big picture idea of what he was going to do, and then later they applied it. But he wouldn't have been able to apply it until he actually learned until he learned the motions, all right? So it's very beneficial to transcribe. It's very beneficial to ghost practice. And it's very beneficial to practice basic technique away from the instrument. However you can do that, depending on what instrument it is. Those are a few different ways that you can practice, again, away from your instrument. Leave me some comments. Jump over to the next lesson, and we're going to be talking about several things in there as well on how we can practice away from your instrument.